It's a mess in this attic. Lot going on, but there ain't no need to panic. Come on up and join, we getting wild, getting manic. Spitting truth for all you fanatics. Every week got something new to say. Ain't no filter, this shit coming straight from the brain.
It's coming straight from the brain.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the brain.
What's up, everybody? Today is Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. This is A Talk in the Attic, and I'm your host, Kirk Ross. I hope everybody's having a great holiday week. Jessica and I had a great weekend visiting with friends, a few different groups, in fact. Friday, we hit up my hometown for a backyard barbecue that featured about a dozen offspring from my closest childhood friends. Don't get me wrong, it was awesome to catch up with the parents, of course, but it was even more awesome to see all of their kids interacting and having fun with one another. It was great. And then Saturday, along with Jessica's brother, Will, we headed back to that same pool party that I talked about a few weeks ago, where we once again danced and listened to music and swam and laughed and had a great time with these friends. And then Sunday, the three of us went out on the boat of the featured guest from episode 11. That's right, Andrew from the Woods. We're a long way from the woods, boy. And his wife, Tori, hosted us on their boat. A perfect day three to top off a great long weekend. I love going on boats, but I must admit, I feel quite helpless in that role. I'm no natural when it comes to nautical nuances, but I hate sitting around and not contributing. In other words, I don't know what I'm doing, but I want to help, which is another way to say, I'm in the way. Andrew, is there something I can do?
Yeah, grab a fender and get starboard.
Starburst? I only saw Skittles, but I can check again.
No, starboard side, as in the right side. You know what? Just wait there, I'll handle it.
As fun as the weekend was, we're still feeling wiped out from all the running around and socializing, particularly coming off a year in which we did none of that. So today's check-in is just that. I'm just checking in. I'm working on writing something about expectations, how we can avoid having them of others, and how we can break the predictable pattern of behaviors that others expect of us when necessary. That's a heavy topic, one that's drawing from a lot of personal lessons, so I'm not quite ready to dive into that today, but I will be putting an episode together over the next week or so. More to follow. I'm going to leave you today with a sort of musical journey. Each of the four clips you're about to hear comprises the exact same notes, the exact same progressions. They all use the same drum pattern. They all use the same keystrokes on the MIDI keyboard. But as you'll immediately recognize, they all sound very different from one another. And that's because each clip features a very different tempo, measured in beats per minute, ranging from 90 BPM all the way up to 180 BPM, with stops at 120 and 150 along the way. The instrumentation I employed for each tempo matches the genre that typically falls in that tempo. I also mix the instrumentation layers differently, in other words, change the volume of each layer, based on the tone and feel of each track, and based on the tone and feel of that genre. Look, this was a super fun exercise for me, one that illustrates just how powerful even the most basic music production software can be, but beyond the impressive ease of use of GarageBand, there's something else illustrated here. If we think of ourselves as being made up of the basic foundational notes and inputs that make up a song, then we can think of each song as how we might present to the world on a given day. Think about it. On the days when you're feeling it, you might present as a 150 BPM hip-hop track, strutting around, feeling it. But when you're in the dumps, people might see you more as a 75 BPM blues jam. But regardless of how you're feeling on any day, you're still the same person, made up of the same experiences and memories and strengths and weaknesses that you are on any other day. In other words, don't worry about having a bluesy day. When your brain feels slow and your heart feels vulnerable, those happen. And don't worry about those anxious days either, when you can't get your thoughts together because everything is moving too fast. Maybe it's 180 BPM that day. Because there's a groove to be found in every single day, no matter how you're feeling. When you're feeling sad, embrace the tears. Who said you can't still dance even when you're feeling down? As haunting as the image is to see somebody bawling and dancing slowly with themselves, I bet you it would be therapeutic for that person. When things are hectic, embrace the pressure, embrace the chaos. And when everything is just right, get in the flow and appreciate that the universe is providing you with such a perfect tempo for such a perfect song for your life. And perhaps more than anything, we can use this lesson to remember that just because you're experiencing a perfect day yourself doesn't mean the folks you're interacting with are too. If you cross paths with something having a rough go, offer some of your love. If you cross paths with someone whose energy seems to be that which you're missing, borrow some of theirs. And if they won't give it to you, steal some. I guess what I'm trying to say is that life is a series of new songs made up of the same old inputs. And I hope what you're about to hear really exemplifies just how much variety exists with just minor mindset adjustments. Peace out, everybody.
Bye-bye.